Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Business Post reports that the Binance founder, Changpeng Zhao, was ordered to spend 4 months in prison for failures that allowed cyber criminals and terrorist groups to freely trade on the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Zhao was sentenced by a US district judge in Seattle. The billionaire arrived in court flanked by half a dozen lawyers. The sentence was far below the 3 years requested by prosecutors who had sought to make an example out of Zhao to a heavily scrutinized industry, rebounding from a slew of high-profile scandals. It is the first time a chief executive officer has ever gone to jail for Bank Secrecy Act violations, a charge that has been used repeatedly in crypto prosecutions in recent years. In imposing the sentence, the judge said that he hoped Zhao understood that despite wealth, power and status, no person was immune from prosecution or above the law. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that Dublin Airport will speed up security queues this summer by introducing new scanners that cut the need to remove liquids from bags. The airport operator DAA pledged to improve standards on Ireland's biggest gateway, through which around 10 million people will travel during peak holiday months, following a similar initiative last year. Dublin will remain within the 32 million passenger limit imposed by planners this year, according to the boss, Kenny Jacobs, who stressed that the company would comply with the rule even as demand headed for 35 million. Gary McLean, Dublin Airport Managing Director, calculated that it would have installed enough new C3 scanners to handle half of all passengers this summer. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that investment activity in the Irish property market reached a new low of €163 million during the first 3 months of the year. As office market continued to see high vacancy rates, a report from Sherry Fitzgerald has found. The report said that between January and March, the investment market remained very subdued, with only 20 investment sales closing during that time, representing a decrease of 35% compared to the same period in 2023. The retail asset transactions were the main driver of investment during the period, accounting for 42% of the total spend, whereas office investment accounted for just 7%. The office market continues to see high vacancies as companies reduce space requirements due to remote working and downsizing in the tech sector.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.